بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We've had a number of conversations in Zawiya over the last week about the sort of the calamitous times we're in. You know, every country has its own subset or a fraction of that story. I mean, in South Africa, we have this implosion of the state, the complete collapse of the infrastructure of the country based on the most staggering and stupendous corruption in Pakistan. You have the sort of political instability. You know, our European friends have their concerns about what's happening in the East, and also obviously this major catastrophe in Gaza that's sort of unfolding in front of our eyes. And then on top of that, we have, you know, all of these messages of doom, of sort of looming climate catastrophe, and the implications of AI for us into the future. You know, people saying, I've even heard predictions of people saying that mankind cannot continue for another century. We're on our way out. And every one of these things clearly create a very gloomy prospect for us. And the question is, how does one deal with this? Now, we know that we are enjoined to have a good opinion of Allah. You know, what does he say? You know, I am my slave's opinion of me. So we are enjoined to have a good opinion of Allah. And clearly, the creation, his creation that is presented to you, is his face. So it suggests that if you don't have a good opinion of his creation, you don't really have a good opinion of him. And so it does require us to be a bit more disciplined with our narrative about the world that we're in. Now, I'm not suggesting by saying this that there isn't a catastrophe that is happening in Gaza at the moment, and that the brutality of what's being perpetrated by the Israelis is completely beggars belief. And the fact that the Americans are in support of this also beggars belief. So, I mean, these things are big and they are dramatic. The point, though, is that I think having a good opinion of Allah doesn't mean to sanitize the drama, but just to leave the door open for the possibility that something miraculous can come out of the catastrophe. That there can be, at some level, some profound and great healing. Some transcendence of the dispute that makes something stupendous possible. I mean, this is, we have to believe that this is possible. This isn't the first time in history that as an ummah we've faced catastrophic collapse. You know, with the fall of the Abbasid Khilafat, I mean, there wasn't a per soul left alive in Baghdad. I mean, the Mongols killed everybody. They wiped out the entire city. what was the center of learning at the time, and the library was just burnt, and the books, the river ran black with the ink of the books and red with the blood of the people who were martyred. The city was what was rubbed off, was wiped out. The dean survived. And the dean went on to thrive elsewhere in the world. So one has to have faith that irrespective of the calamitousness or the phenomena that faces one, that we are enjoined to have a good opinion of our Rabb, that he will turn this into the fertilizer for something new and something different and something better. Also, that in the extremity, there's the possibility of real nobility being demonstrated. Real humanity being demonstrated. You know, it's the highest of the human soul is really not demonstrated when everything is stable and there are no challenges. The more extreme the challenge, the more it invites the highest possibilities in people to come to the fore. So we need to practice, exercise, having a good opinion of our Rabb. And that means, while we aren't necessarily blessing the creation that we see and affirming the thing that we see, because that's what we see is too upsetting, we must at least have an open mind as to the full implication of what we're seeing over time. We have to understand that fundamental, cataclysmic catastrophe is preordained. You know, why is it that Allah keeps on telling us, you know, travel the world, go through the world and look at the homes of, look at the places that people have gone before you. You know, cities that have been wiped out, entire civilizations that have been, that no longer exist. Why does he ask us to do that? Well, surely that's a reminder for us to kind of understand that the whole thing that we're standing in, and the sort of the edifice of comfort and of normality that we create around ourselves is really a house of cards. It is all going to go. There will be a final day of account where everything is going to collapse, and every civilization has its day of account on the way to that final moment where everything gets wiped out and destroyed. Even Muslim societies have this. Even Muslim societies go through catastrophic change and get a great affliction. So maybe the thing that we need to practice here is not this illusion of the normative life where, you know, people aren't oppressed and there isn't any injustice in the world, and that we'll create a society where people aren't oppressed and there isn't injustice in the world. Because that's not what we're required to do as Muslims. We know from the prophets Shu'aib and Thamud that the societies that they were called to witness to didn't hearken the message. And those societies were destroyed. Did they fail in their prophecy? No, they didn't. They They acted, but they did what Allah wanted them to do at the time. So we're not going to be judged on the outcomes. Particularly in the light of the fact that in the final analysis, all outcomes are going to end up in catastrophic failure. What we are going to be judged on is the nobility of our response. Every morning when you wake up, what is your demeanor to your Rabb? Is it one of, I'm here, Rabb, I'm at your service? Or is it one of a wailing and of a gnashing of teeth and of self-pity because of how harsh it all is? May Allah grant us nearness to him. May he grant us annihilation in him. May he grant us death before we die. Inna Allah wa malaikatuhu yusallu ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin abdika wa rasulika nabiyyina wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.